Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We saw in our last program that Paul said, I have learned, I know how, I am instructed concerning being content. He said, I am content. We're going to look at that. Stay tuned for our program today. The apostle said, I have learned, I know how, I am instructed concerning the subject of contentment. He said, I am content. But he learned it. He was instructed in how to do it. The Bible commands us to be content, but we can't just be content because we're commanded to be content. We need to stop and learn how contentment can be a reality in our lives. One of the things we need to realize is contentment comes as we do our duty in the circumstances, not by trying to change the circumstances. The Bible is full of stories about men who took care of their God-given responsibilities in the midst of many trials and pressures and circumstances that they did not like. None of us have faced the pressures that Nehemiah faced, and yet he said, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Jeremiah, Peter, Paul, and everyone else who had a God-given ministry faced pressures in their lives. Contentment comes when we make God's will and our will one and the same. Moses made his will and God's will one and the same. And we read in Numbers chapter 16, verse number 28, Moses said, "Hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind." In Acts 9 and 6, when Paul asked, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" it was unlikely that he had any idea what that would include. 2 Corinthians 11:23 through 27, where he listed him as being in prison, being whipped five times, being beaten with rods, being stoned three times, being shipwrecked. He said he was robbed, he had to put up with false brethren, he suffered weariness and painfulness and hunger and thirst. And again, through it all, Paul said, "I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere. And in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me," Philippians 4, 11 to 13. There is a big difference concerning submitting to God's will and actually making His will and our will one and the same. Psalm 47, 4 says, "He shall choose our inheritance for us." Our inheritance, that is the things that He gives. And then commitment comes through self-denial. When Paul began his ministry, he referred to himself as the chief of apostles. At the end of his ministry, however, he referred to himself as the chief of sinners. At the beginning of his ministry, he thought he should have respect and appreciation. He said, "Am I not an apostle?" 1 Corinthians 9:1. The truth of the matter is, those who do not have respect and appreciation for God-given leadership will enter to God for it. The problem, however, arises when God-given leadership thinks we deserve appreciation or respect. As Paul neared the end of his ministry, he wrote in Ephesians 3 and verse number 8 that he was less than the least of all saints. When Paul started out his ministry, he said, "I am the chief of apostles." And he was. However, at the end of his ministry, he said in Ephesians 3 and 8, he was less than the least of all saints. In fact, Paul said, "I am the chief of sinners." Contentment comes when we do our duties in the circumstances, not trying to get rid of our circumstances. Contentment comes when we actually make God's will and our will one and the same, and contentment comes through self-denial.